is Dave Gahan from Depeche Mode.
Tell you something about Dave Gahan. You ready?
Yes.
He's on the phone.
Hello.
Well done,
Dave. How are you, man?
Hey. You're playing one of our old classics there.
Yes, we are. A lot of your old classics.
Yeah, that's a lot. It always kind of blows my mind when I, like, you know, I'm listening to the jingle that you put together there, all bits and pieces. It's sort of like I flash through my life kind of thing.
You don't feel like your funeral, do you? I mean, that's not what we want.
It does. It has a memorial feel to it, doesn't it, Dave?
It does. It's like, yeah. So just for the record.
Still alive.
When I do move on to the special place, you know, maybe you guys could put something together like that.
Certainly.
Already done.
Certainly. We'd be happy to. Yeah, we've got your obituary standing by, Dave, although you kind of been...
You're not the first.
I know. Believe me, I know. There was a time when that would not have been funny, but now I think enough years have passed that we can joke about it, because every time we see you, we're shocked at how good you look, how healthy you are, and how, in retrospect, heroin must be the best thing a person can do to his body.
I sold my soul, my friend.
You must have. Listen, the reason Dave is on the Kevin and Bean Show, and he is always a welcome guest with us here on the program, is because he is going to be honored at an event. Now, this is an amazing event, because this is one of those things that you read about afterwards that all the celebrities are at, and you go, how come I never get to go to stuff like that? How does stuff like this happen that I'm not invited to? And it's the 7th annual Music Cares MAP Fund benefit that's happening May 6th, Club Nokia, downtown Los Angeles. And before we talk about the charity and talk about what's happening with Dave that night, listen to this. Ozzy Osbourne is going to be performing. Jane's Addiction is going to be performing. An acoustic performance from Paramore going to be there. She Wants Revenge has their DJ guy DJing during dinner, so you got that going on.
Nice.
Steven Tyler is going to be there, and he is presenting an award to you, Dave, for what? What are they honoring you for that night?
I've got absolutely no idea.
All right.
No, I'm kidding. It's a bunch of stuff. It's just kind of like my support to the foundation and to Music Cares and the whole MAP thing over the years.
Tell people who might not know what that is. Explain what Music Cares and the MAP thing is.
Okay, well, it's an organization that helps people like me, actually, that are less fortunate in lots of ways as well, and need help to get into maybe a treatment place or, some kind of sober living place. Or so just need help. And they're not going to be able to do it on their own. They can't afford to or whatever. And so it provides help for people that want to get into recovery and sort of change their life around.
Right. And it's sober living resources and addiction recovery treatment for those in the music community, no matter whether they have the money to pay for it or not. That's what you're trying to do, is give other people in the industry a hand up.
It's a lot more than that, but that's it in a nutshell.
Dave, how tough is your sobriety now, many years down the road? Are you the type of person who it's a constant reminder of? You still go to a lot of meetings. It's still something that you have to think about and work hard? Or is it at the point now where you've kind of been able to relax, you know, and ease up on that a little bit?
To be honest, I choose to still go to a bunch of meetings. I enjoy doing it. I kind of socialize with a lot of people that now become very, you know, good friends of mine over the years, and you know, it becomes a different thing. It's not like I don't think about every day about, like, you know, I gotta go and get high or something. I don't have that obsession anymore, and you know, I just get on with my day-to-day life. To say that I still don't have problems, you know, that would be a lie. I mean, you know, you got to keep working on the problems that got you there in the first place, basically.
Right, right.
But it's nowhere near as sort of savage as what it was, like, you know, 15 years ago or something. And, you know, in my experience, you know, I like to go as well, and there's new people coming in all the time, there's young people, and I still see that, you know, I have an influence that's important, and you know, it helps to sort of other people as well to see that, you know, they can also kind of make a change, even if things look really desperate.
Absolutely. And I think it's great that Steven Tyler, who's another rock and roll legend, who's in many ways had lived the same journey you have, he's the one who's going to be handing you that award, because he's a guy that's out there that is showing how great his life is being sober and being healthy.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy. I love Steven. You know, we've met on a number of occasions, and yes, you're right. We probably have a lot more in common than you and I really know, but... I tell you a story once. Apparently, he tried to what they call 12-step me.
He tried an intervention with you?
Yeah, years and years ago when I was, you know, out there kind of thing. Apparently, we bumped into each other in some bar in Chicago or something. I guess Aerosmith were playing in the same town that night, and of course, I was parked at the bar.
Sure.
After the show. And I don't move until I fall off the stool. That's my kind of thing.
Sure.
And,
was your and, kind of thing.
Yeah, or somebody, you know, would carry me to bed. But and apparently he, you know, he tells me he did have a long chat with me. I do vaguely remember it. That was a long time before I kind of like stepped into trying to be sort of like sober.
But then did you say, but you're Steven Tyler?
Yeah.
Who are you to tell me?
You know,
I did used to do that. I used to do the whole thing of like, man, you're not very rock and roll. You know, it's like, what is your problem? You know, but I mean, I get it now. It's like, hey, what's the point of it all if it's just bringing you nothing but misery? If it's not fun anymore, then just stop doing it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, that sounds easy, but it's not. Don't get me wrong. You need help. You need the support of others. But you know, you can. You know, I couldn't see myself. Everybody else could, and it was like one of those things that it took me a long while. I'm pretty driven, and you know, I was going to try and sort of sort it out on my own, and it just, that's one thing that I could not do.
Right.
It's a great event, and it's the type of thing I can't believe we have tickets to give away to, but the 7th Annual Music Cares MAP Fund Benefit is happening on Friday, May 6th, Club Nokia, downtown Los Angeles. Yes, you can buy tickets. You can go to Ticketmaster if you want to be there in person to see all the people we've described, including Ozo Motley performing live, Jane's Addiction, Paramore, or we can give away some tickets right now free at 1-800-520-1067. I know we have a couple of pairs. Dave, great to catch up with you. You sound fantastic, as always. I know the Depeche Mode fans who have been in touch with us when they heard you were going to be on are not going to let us get off the phone without asking you one more question, and that is, where are you right now in the process of what Depeche Mode does?
We're about to put out like a remix record that comes out in June. It's like a second installment, really, of what we did like a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a couple of interesting videos to go along with some of the remixes there. There's a couple of remixes of Personal Jesus that are pretty cool. And that's coming out in June. Other than that, I know that Martin's been busy sort of doing some stuff, some writing. I've been busy writing. I'm actually writing really a lot.
And, why don't you two get together and write?
That's only ever happened once.
It only ever
happened sort of by accident as well. Martin just happened to have this sort of piece of music that he was playing around with, and I was listening to it, and I went back to the hotel room and kind of wrote words and melodies to it and came back, and we ended up recording it. But it's something that I still think is that could possibly happen. Certainly Martin's become a lot more open,
right,
in his way of working over the years, and, you know, he's great in the studio. I mean, yeah, he's had to take a lead role when it comes to being a musician in the band, and you know, I think that, you know, probably, actually I'm going to see Mark at the MAP thing. He's coming down to watch me perform, and there's a bunch of my mates out there in Los Angeles, and so I'll see him there, but I wouldn't be surprised if by towards the end of this year, we're certainly sitting down, he and I, to have a chat about making a record.
Fantastic. Great news, Dave. Have a wonderful time Friday night, May 6th. Thanks, as always, for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. We enjoyed talking to you.
You too. Take care, man.